We can begin by becoming aware of these two qualities. Developing and rediscovering the qualities of mind and heart that we practice here. On the one hand, the quality of waking, attentive presence, mindfulness, awareness, being in contact with the experience of this moment. On the other hand, the quality of the attitude with which we are present, the attitude of gentleness, of being willing, of seeing, feeling, and perceiving what is there in this moment of direct, immediate experience, the attitude of inner openness or permeability, of equanimity or serene composure, a loving turning towards the experience of the moment. In this space of accepting, non-attached awareness, we bring our attention to the experience of the breath, to the experience of the rising and falling of the abdomen, the expansion and contraction of the chest, the sensations that arise from the flow of breath in and out. Wherever we can directly perceive or feel the breath, we bring our attention to that area. It can be very helpful to choose one of these areas and then return to it repeatedly, so that we don't have to keep deciding where to direct our awareness to perceive the breath. Mindfulness of the breath can be the basic practice during sitting meditation, the foundation, the anchor to which we can always return, because the breath is always there. Because it is relatively neutral, because we don't cling to it or have any resistance to it. Because the breath is rhythmic, it comes and goes. Again and again, we carefully and gently bring our attention to the experience of the breath. We make contact with the experience of inhaling. And as the inhalation begins, we maintain this contact for the duration of the inhalation. We make contact with the experience of exhaling and maintain this contact for the duration of the exhalation. When there is a pause at the end of the exhalation before the next inhalation, we make sure to remain present and not lose ourselves in thoughts or imaginings in that moment. We try to stay here and reconnect with the beginning of the next inhalation. If bodily sensations other than the breath become strong, so prominent that they draw our attention. If our attention is already there, with these bodily sensations, then we let go of the breath and bring our full, careful attention to this bodily experience, to these sensations. We continue to be present and reconnect with the body. We perceive, feel, and sense what is there, whether these sensations are pleasant or unpleasant, or somewhere in between. Perhaps it's cold or heat, perhaps it's pain, perhaps it's an itch, perhaps it's pleasant sensations, whatever it may be. We feel directly and immediately what is there. Not so much by explaining what we are perceiving or imagining what it could be, but by immersing ourselves directly in it, sensing, feeling, and perceiving what is there. Perceive and feel whether the experience is changing, whether it remains the same, whether different moments and sensations arise and pass away in similar or different ways. We see whether the sensation intensifies, whether it remains the same, whether it weakens, or whether it disappears. Whatever the case, we perceive it, we are present with it. Here, too. It's not about making sure the sensation does the right thing. Right would mean what we want it to do, but rather our task is to see it as it is. A non-judgmental, non-manipulative, non-controlling awareness, a being fully present without doing anything for or against it. If, after a while, we find that these sensations have subsided or disappeared, we can return to the breath. Or, If it becomes too difficult to stay with the sensations, then it's also quite sensible to decide to let go of these sensations and return to the breath. It is important that we know exactly where we are and, with our full attention, focus as much as possible on that place. Fully present with our breath or fully present with these other bodily sensations. It is always about practicing mindfulness, awareness, and attention. About feeling with this attitude of being present and being with what is. It is always about seeing how every experience arises, transforms, and passes away. How everything that makes us who we are, every perception, every sensation, every sensory impression, every thought, every feeling, is part of a dynamic process. Things arise and pass away according to their causes and conditions. It is not someone who is here and has thoughts, feelings, and sensations, but a dynamic, constantly changing process of existence that we call I, others, or life. Long, pause, every now and then, sounds, tones, voices. Noises arise that are loud enough, prominent enough, to draw our attention away from our breath, away from our bodily sensations. The moment hearing becomes paramount. We let go of our bodily sensations, and because we are already listening, we bring our full, careful attention to this direct, immediate experience of hearing. Not so much that we consider what we are hearing and what it might mean, losing ourselves in a story about what we are hearing, but rather direct, immediate mindfulness, direct, immediate awareness of the naked experience of hearing. Hearing, a series of emerging and passing moments of experience, which begins at some point and ends at some point, we are so fully present. Whether what we hear is pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, whether we believe what we hear belongs to meditation or not, whether we perceive it as welcome or disturbing. The fact is that the experience of hearing is taking place, and this is worthy of our attention. We stay with it as long as it lasts, and when it fades, ends, disappears, we return to the body, to the experience of breath, or to the experience of other bodily sensations. It is always what constitutes our experience in this moment, with which we are in contact, that we feel, perceive, are directly present, again and again, a reawakening from getting lost in daydreams, memories, planning, and commentary. Again and again, to reflect on this moment, on the experience, now. To make contact with it, and to maintain that contact as long as possible, from moment to moment to moment. When we notice that our attention has wandered, lost in thoughts or daydreams, the moment we realize it, we gently bring our attention back to our breath or other bodily sensations, without judgment, no matter how long we've been gone. What's important is that we've awakened and that we return immediately, clearly but gently. It's not enough to think, "Ah, I was gone. Now I'm back." It's necessary to return completely to fully reconnect with the experience of the moment, to return until we can feel our breath again. To return until we can directly perceive the bodily sensations. 5 times, 50 times, or 500 times per hour. Meditation means waking up from being lost in daydreams, thoughts, and imaginings, and repeatedly awakening to this reality, turning towards it, and making contact.